Jennifer, studies show how important reading proficiency is at an early age. And so this corporate volunteers program, I know it was created in 1999 through this collaborative partnership with the Greater Winston-Salem Chamber of Commerce and the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools. Explain how this program works.
The way that the Corporate Volunteers Program works is we work with different businesses and organizations in the community to engage volunteers. It may be that it's from a business. It may be with an organization. We have nonprofits involved, our school districts involved. But volunteers give 1 hour a week. They use a reading curriculum called Bookworms, and they work usually one-on-one with a kindergarten, first, or second grade student to help encourage their reading skills.
You said it works through a particular program. Do they pick a certain book, or do they follow a certain curriculum? How does that work?
We help them select a school, and we provide training on site. We do have a reading curriculum that volunteers use called Bookworms. And so it's a curriculum that's comprised of different books that have associated activities that go along with them, so that you're not only focusing on the reading of the book and talking about it and kind of helping that child get a grasp of the concepts in the book, but also helping them to enjoy reading, working on activities that make the reading and that story relevant to them.
What kind of success are we seeing in Forsyth County Schools with this particular program?
Based on our year-end totals, about 305 kindergarten through second grade students were served. About 61% of the students we served at the beginning we had assessed as needing pretty intensive intervention. They were either in the high risk or some risk area for not being on grade level in terms of reading. At the end of the program year, the needle moved. About 70% of those students moved to the moderate and on track area. About 30% still were in that area where we were, you know, wanting to provide some more support for them the following year if we were able, if the student was still at the school, if the volunteer could still serve the student. So we did see a pretty good, you know, increase on the students who were in that area of need.
And we also have Tina Long with us here from the Chamber. Tina, I know that the Chamber has also had success with a mentoring program geared at high school students, which is called the Senior Academy Program. Explain a little bit about how this program works.
The Senior Academy program is a one-on-one mentoring program, which is a dropout prevention. And we have high school seniors that are in jeopardy of not graduating from high school. So the guidance department will refer them over to us, and we will find, recruit mentors throughout the business community or around Winston-Salem that will come in and volunteer 1 hour per week with a student. And you have to keep in mind these students are opting into this program, so they choose to come because they want a little help and encouragement in order to graduate from high school. And they'll talk about goals and talk about how to improve their attendance, whether it be why they're being out of school or help figure out how to get to school, or if they're being tardy, try to, you know, put in little inputs of how they can rearrange their schedules or what they can do to get to school.
So they have goals, and it's kind of self-improvement in a sense. They also get incentives for achieving their goals.
A restaurant card, they could be a bowling pass. It could also be movie theater passes. They can earn gift cards to the mall, and when they graduate from high school, they will receive $100 and their high school diploma.
Sounds great. So it seems like this particular mentoring program, a lot of it is somebody cares about you.
Exactly. With our students, they're basically going to be, they're building a trust relationship that will help boost their confidence level, that they would feel better about themselves, which in turn would improve their grades in school because they do have someone that is looking after them, that is holding them accountable for their education.
And Tina, apparently you've seen a lot of success with this program geared at high school students. What are some of the results?
With the Senior Academy program, last year we had just under 120 students that were being served. And of those students, we had 95% that were graduating from high school. And I would say that within the district, the needle is moving up toward more students are graduating from high school. And I think mentoring is a very, very powerful tool to encourage these students to be able to graduate from high school and be a productive member of society.